Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Jonathan Dyke.
Just encourage you not to be the measure of his measure. What I mean by that is let him pour more into our lives than we think we need or what we think we can deal with. His provision is more than enough. It's more than enough for life and for godliness. Been turmoil in our lives, he doesn't just provide peace, he is peace. He is the Prince of Peace. If we're feeling a bit downcast, he doesn't just provide joy and a reason to be upcast, he is joy. And I know for some of us, when there is a time of mourning, he provides comfort because he is the comforter. He is the comforter and he provides comfort. Hallelujah, what a God. What a God. Feel this particularly for the mums in the room. The Bible says that he leads gently by the hand those that have young. And what I kind of get from that is children are an amazing dynamic of provision. God wants us to multiply, whether that's physically or whether that's spiritual children, right? God also provides himself to walk that journey with us so that we get it right. And even when we don't get it right, he can make it right. But there's a gentleness, there's a grace of gentleness that God kind of operates in when he's leading family. Because that's what his word says. I lead gently by the hand those that have children. I just feel it so much in my heart for mums. Mums, grandmums, great-grandmums. Let the gentleness of the Lord come upon you afresh. And let the gentleness of the Lord arise in you afresh. Be gentle because the Lord is near. That's what the word says. Be gentle. That doesn't mean that you're kind of weak and feeble. That's not what I mean. But there's a strength that's wrapped, got love wrapped around it as a resolve. It's healing taking place right now, healing of our minds. What do we think and how do we think? Healing of our hearts. What do we believe and what do we feel and all this kind of stuff? There's healing of our bodies. For us that are guys in the room, the men, I can hear, maybe you're getting something else, which is great, but what I can hear is the Lord saying to me, come up here. But it's not a rebuke. It's not a punishment. It's not anything that's got anything about condemnation around it. It's about, I invite you to come and have a better look. I invite you to come and see more than you can see right now. Not just so that we can see more, but so that we can serve in a new way and in a fresh way. So the blokes in the room, expect God, particularly through the night, to be downloading things into your heart. Scriptures, visions, pictures. That you might wake up with a massive sense of creativity. Because where God leads, God feeds. I'll say that one again. Where God leads, God feeds. That's where we get our word provision from, isn't it? Where God downloads the vision, He provides. Sometimes it's a bit scary. Sometimes it's like, well, where's that coming from? It all comes from the Lord's grace. Where He leads, He feeds. I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about God's nature of being generous. Being the provider. Jehovah Jireh. Ooh. I just want to, in a moment, because it feels like we're in a bit of a moment to me. Feels like, rather than just be in this kind of reflective, maybe receiving mode, which is brilliant, we can go on receiving because God wants to give to us this moment. But it feels a little bit like we maybe need to share this with people around, maybe on the roads with us, and just pray together. But under the knowledge that we are not the provider. We're the channel that the provision flows through. We're not the source. We are a channel that the source flows through. You understand that? Because some of you might be thinking, well, nothing's happening with me. Well, how's about, you know, in a few moments, you're going to realise that more happened with you than you thought happened with you. Is that okay? So we're all in rows. Some of you might have come with friends. Some of you might have come with family, it doesn't really matter. What I think God wants to show us is that A, we all want God to do something in our lives. Is that just me? We all want God to do something. Maybe we already need Him to do something. But God has put provision amongst the body of Christ to flow through. So if you're feeling a bit nervous right now, that's all right. Just go with it. I feel nervous a lot. In these next few moments, just turn to somebody around you and say, can we just pray together? And let's see what God wants to do. You might be aware of an immediate, actually, I just need to see God do something here. I need God to do something there. Then let's agree before the Lord in this moment where God is pouring out and see what God will do. Is that okay? I said, is that okay? Come on, at least go with me. Even if you don't agree, just go with it. Hello. Just a few minutes to do this, all right? You might have an opportunity to meet someone for the first time. That'd be cool. Remember, let his provision flow through you. Don't focus on what the need is. Release the provision of God. I found in these moments like this, the more that you pray, the more God does. You just tap into the flow, the provision source of God. Really believe in a few moments is going to be really important for us. We can stay where we are, but we're kind of going to just reflect for a moment on something else. Just very aware. Sorry to cut across you, but this is also something that we just need to be extremely thankful for. And on a personal level, I'm so thankful that on my dad's 17th birthday, he decided to join the RAF in 1939. I'm very thankful that he was prepared to sacrifice everything that he had and everything that he knew for my freedom. So if we can just draw this bit just to a close for a moment. Sorry to cut across. But all over the world, today, people are giving thanks for what courage and dedication look like. It'd be nice to have a little video to remind us, but sadly, our video playing thing has run out of pennies. So we are the video. So here's the deal in my head. Part of the reason why I stand here, and part of the reason why you sit there, is because someone in history laid down their lives for us. Just pretend I'm a video, okay? Now we know that Jesus did that ultimately. But there were millions of men, women, young people, old people. Now hear what I'm saying here. In terms of our nations, in some kind of way, that was provision. Again, please don't overinterpret that, but it was provision. And there are multitudes of men, women, young people serving even now for our well-being. So just close your eyes just for a moment. Just reflect, because you may know people, you will remember people that have already shown us certain aspects of courage and boldness, faithfulness and service. You may know people that have already literally laid down their lives for people that they would never meet. And I don't know about you, but it just fills my heart with such thankfulness. Is that just me, or is it anybody else? But how much more thankful are we when we understand that fresh Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for everybody. But Father, I pray right now, we stand as a church and we thank you for every life of service in the armed services, whatever they were. We thank you for those that have served and have paid the sacrifice of that service. We thank you for those that are serving right now across the land, across the nations. And Lord, we thank you for their lives. We pray for those that have lost loved ones, that you provide comfort for those that mourn. You provide a hope and you provide a future. You are the husband and you are the father. That you don't leave orphans on their own, but you bring them into the family of God. But Lord, we're so thankful as we remember today the sacrifice. We remember your ultimate sacrifice. That you provided absolutely everything that people will need for life and for godliness. Maybe you just want to say your own prayer of thanksgiving. Just where you are right now, it's fine, you can do this. Give thanks for maybe the lives of the people that you've known, the lives of the people that you know right now. Just give thanks right now to the Lord for knowing them. I watched a program on the telly last night and I said to my wife, I think some of these people were just from a different generation. Just take a moment to give thanks where you're sat. If you're at home, just do it at home. Pray for every Christian, every chaplain that is serving in the armed services even today. That we hear stories of how you've protected men and women, how you have kept them safe. We pray for everyone in authority over these services, that Lord, you would download such wisdom to them. We pray for our King, that you would fill him with all wisdom and all knowledge. And Camilla, you would fill her. I know that they know you. Fill them today with the knowledge of God in a fresh way. special now. Maybe some of you here are not from this nation. Well, pray for your own nation right now. Jehovah Jireh is too big. He's too magnificent for any one geographical nation to contain his goodness. It's just too big. The Bible says he's the Lord of the nations. So maybe you're from a different nation. Pray for your nation and be filled with the knowledge of God. Feels like God has a grip on our lives, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And that's good. For me, when I literally feel the grip of the Lord on my life like I am right now, it reminds me that he never lets go. He reminds me that he was prepared to back up his intention with his action. It reminds me that God was prepared to stand in my lack and become my source of supply. That's what it reminds me anyway. Maybe it's different with you. Man, I had about 5 million scriptures that I was going to share with you today. Because the Bible really is full of God being provider and God being provision. And it doesn't feel at all like that's what I should do. So I'm just going to do 4 million. You'll find them all in the Old Testament and you'll find the rest in the New Testament. Enjoy yourselves as you look. But just this one real-time scenario. Right at the beginning of our time, right at the beginning of the Bible, Genesis. Remember, the book of the Bible is not God's history, it's ours. God has always been who he is. But right at the beginning, the first book, if you don't know where it is, look at the index. God's provided the index for that. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible says, and God blessed them. We hadn't done anything, been anything, needed anything. God blessed them. God has blessed you. I don't think we really know what that fully means yet, but it means things like Deuteronomy. He will bless you when you're going in and you're coming out. He'll bless your homes, your households, your marriages, your families. He'll bless your provision. He'll bless you when you go and when you come. He'll bless you in the workplace. He'll bless the work of your hands. I think that's just a glimmer of God being provider. Maybe many of us will know the story of sacrifice. Oh, there's going to be a sacrifice. Where's the sacrifice coming from? The Lord will provide. What have you got? A donkey, some sticks, and a son. The Lord will provide the sacrifice. Little did he know then, thousands of years before Jesus became that sacrifice. God always provides what we need, when we need it, how we need it. If anybody that knows that's true, come on. And my God will bless you and supply every single one of your needs according to, note the wording there, God doesn't operate because of need. He operates because of supply. I'll say that one again. God doesn't function or respond because of need. He operates and functions because He is the supply. Ooh. Now, if we had all the technology working, it'd all come up on the screen behind me. How many of you know where that scripture comes from? The Bible. Nice move. It is Philippians, isn't it? Philippians 4. Has anybody got a Bible here? Who's got a Bible here? What did you say? Dorothy's got it. Rosa's got it. Can I just encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, get one. Because it will give you an understanding of who is supplying who with what. Have you found it yet, Dorothy? It's near the end. Have you got it? She knows whether to say yes or not yet. It is. Have you got it? Philippians 4:19. Can somebody look at Ephesians 3:20? Oh, hello. Can anybody find Ephesians 3:20 for me? Come on, Rose. Rose, come out and join me. Dorothy, come out and join me. There's a prize for finding it. Right.
Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Don't you just love these words about God's generosity, immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine? Have you found out Philippians 4 one yet? Dorothy, come on, Dorothy. Dorothy's going to be preaching now.
Okay. And my God will meet all your needs in accordance to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Sorry, Dorothy, it's not time to go quite yet. Can you just stand there? Here. The other there. Just look at the people, if you don't mind. Can you read it? And read it so you're looking at
them. Okay.
Can you do that? Now,
sure.
And the reason why I'm doing this is because sometimes we cannot believe that this is about us. When I came this morning, to be honest, I had a bit of a struggle going on inside. A couple of people that know me enough knew I was. And I'll tell you what I was struggling with. First, the enemy wants us to live under a poverty spirit.
Yes, that's right.
What I mean by that is, why would God ever provide for me? Because. The other thing that I felt God speak to me is that we don't want to live under a spirit of inferiority. And what that sounds like is, God provides for everybody else apart from me. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Dorothy, it's lovely to share the microphone with you this morning. These two things, right? And God wants to break those things off our lives.
Amen.
Because they're not true. So, in your best stewarding, hosting, being awesome Dorothy voice, speak it out.
And my God will meet all your needs in accordance with His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 9:11 says this, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every, just say every. That means there isn't one where you can't be. Sorry if that's too complicated. On every occasion and through your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. The verse before that says this, and let's stand, shall we? I'm just going to speak this out over us and then we're going to just spend a few moments just worshiping the Lord together. Is that all right? If you came for Hugh's message, forgive me, take it up with the Lord. He had a different plan. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says this, and this was a benchmark, a hallmark. This was cut out of wood and shoved above the stage in the baptistry at Roffey Place for nearly 40 years. Where when it was time to leave that place, we didn't want to leave this word. So I can remember Andrew, bless him, he's over there, very meticulously took down every letter that was cut out with love and kindness and put it so we keep it. Because it's part of the word over us as church. I'll say that one again. It's part of God's word over us as church. And God is able, woo, I love that, to bless you abundantly so that in all things, and you can do the actions as well if you like, and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I'm just going to say that one again because only 5 of you have got it. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Come on, let's give it an awesome praise.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.